This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A group of Colorado researchers want to figure out which hospital workers might be most likely to get sick with COVID-19. The research involves serology, using blood samples to test for antibodies in healthcare workers at two hospitals and three long-term care facilities. Dr. Thomas Yanish at the Colorado School of Public Health is leading the effort.
The aim is to find out more about the current a burden of COVID-19 and the past infection status of those healthcare workers.
The team is working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on part of the research. The state health department provided $150,000 for the research. Results are expected in January. A group of cigarette makers are suing the state over a proposal on Colorado's November ballot. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Proposition EE would for the first time create a tax on nicotine products, including vaping products, and it would also increase cigarette and tobacco taxes. But a group of discount cigarette makers is suing the state and several Democrats, including the governor, attorney general, and lawmakers. The complaint alleges that in crafting the ballot measure, they made a backroom deal with cigarette giant Philip Morris to fix prices at high levels, effectively eliminating competition from discount brands. The governor's office declined to comment on pending litigation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Residents in Adams County will have to follow stricter rules because of a rise in COVID-19 cases there. The Tri-County Health Department has limited indoor gatherings to 5 people and outdoor ones to 10. Alcohol sales must also stop at 10 p.m. The health department put additional restrictions on sporting events, too. Fans are not allowed at high school and adult events in Adams County. Only 25 people are allowed per field at youth sporting events, including fans. It is 45 and